As we move into our time of prayer, I have a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared with us through the course of this week. Joys. Last week, we held Kia Wilkinson and Priscilla Ponis in our prayers as they underwent surgery, and we continue to keep them in our prayers as they recover from those surgeries. And a few concerns. We keep in our prayers Ian Brown, who is in Lansdale Hospital, and of course his wife Vivian as she surrounds him with care and prayers from afar. And we continue to keep John Harrison and Den Elman in our prayers as they deal with recovery and ongoing health challenges. Bearing in mind that we all come to this time of prayer with joys and concerns and names and faces on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now and hold them as we join together in prayer. Loving God, you are our source of strength. And we come to you today knowing that you have the strength, the ability to lift us up above that which weighs us down, trips us up, and troubles our souls. On wings like eagles, you enable us to soar with the possibility of redemption and transformation and hope, both within ourselves and within this world that needs so much of your love and care. But God, the reality of the heavy things, the obstacles, the challenges, the concerns, they feel like heavy weights upon us, and they threaten to ground us. There are so many times when we have a hard time believing that you will be able to lift us up above it all. Remind us now, O God, to trust and to rest in you. Remind us now, O God, that it is you who takes our hand if we dare to reach out to you. Remind us now, O God, that as we are here with our feet on the ground running the race, your feet are firmly planted beside us. Remind us now, O God, that as we try to walk without fainting, walk through shadows of grief and illness and the unknown, as we walk through life changes, even the joyful ones, you walk with us, setting the pace, the perfect pace. God, you are great in strength, beyond compare in the ways in which you care for us. May we feel that strength and care this day, and may we seek to care for one another in that same way. Just as you lift our spirits, God, we lift up those this day who, whether in a spirit of joy or concern, need to know and feel your presence upon them and within them. We ask that you surround Kia and Priscilla, Ian and Vivian, John and Den. May they feel your presence and our prayers. God, hear all of our prayers now, those said out loud and those that remain in the silence of our hearts, this day and in the days to come. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Friends, as you go out into the world this day to face whatever this day may hold for you, be holding on to God's hand. If you envision yourself holding Jesus' hand, hold that image in your mind's eye. Know that it is the source of strength, that it will enable you to keep on keeping on, and as you go out into the world, go in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you, and may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.